Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner to the person they choose. Season 20 is Infidelity, the Right of a Man. I'm here today with Nilola, an empathetic psychotherapist from Lagos State, Nigeria, to discuss Is Infidelity the Right of a Man? Episode 7, Infidelity's Impact on Our Children. Here we're going to explore the effects of infidelity on a couple's children, including the emotional impact. So Nilola, what do you think about this topic?
This is something I've seen a lot in therapy. Even with clients, I've been opportunity to work with children a lot. And when two elephants fight, the grass is the one that suffers. In a marital union, obviously, when there is a quarrel or when there is even infidelity, and the children are caught up in the midst of this, the one who suffered the most is the children, because most times it's very difficult for them to understand the situation. So it's just a big emotional burden that you are throwing on them. One of the funny things I've seen in therapy is the fact that, when, for example, the man is being unfaithful in the marriage, the woman is looking for a solace, and it makes the child a child that's, it doesn't matter what the age of the child is, even if the child is above the adolescent age, the level in which they can totally understand, process and comprehend some certain level of information differs. And you as a mother calls the child aside and you tell the child everything going on in the marriage, or the man calls the child, this is what is going on, it's not my fault that this happened, this was just a mistake, or by chance the children just get to know about the affairs, maybe because you guys were quarreling about it, or they just saw some clues in the house that gave them an idea that the parents are being unfaithful to each other, or the man is being unfaithful to the wife. It builds a loss of trust in them. And this loss of trust is not the worst thing is not that it doesn't just affect them for a short time. Sometimes it affects them for a very longer time. I've met a lot of clients in therapy that she has a lot of childhood trauma that they are dealing with. Most of them, I had a session with a client today that one of the presenting issues was I've been caught up in the parents' infidelity, the father's infidelity in the past, the whole emotional, domestic violence, infidelity, and so many other issues that happen. And she is a grown adult, but she is still suffering the consequences. It affects how they, when you come talking about the long-term effect, some people have distrustful view of relationship. They just see relationship as a scam. There's nothing like an happy home. And the internet is there to even validate some of these reasons, some of these illogical reasons. So loss of trust, confusion, especially for younger children, even children who are above the adolescent stage, they struggle with the conflicting feeling. You know, this is my parents. I love them. But then that conflicting feeling of love and anger towards the parents, especially the cheating parents, because they actually see one of the parents as a victim and one as a perpetrator. They have to pick a side and hate the other side. So that conflicting feelings is something they also struggle with. This is one of the impacts of infidelity. You know, so for some, the whole situation is very confusing and difficult for them to express. Especially like, for example, in the African culture, for example, and even in some cultures whereby children cannot view their opinion like without sounding as if they are rude to their parents. So they just keep all those things down within them, and it just eats them up the more. So for younger children that don't even understand the situation, how do they even communicate, this is how I feel towards this situation? I've been opportune to, there was a stage in my life I was working as a child psychologist, and I was working with children whose parents are going through separation and divorce. And you see a whole lot of emotional trauma these children are going through because they don't understand the situation. The things they just know is what one of the parents tells them. And this has a lot to also do with infidelity. Oh, my mommy told me my daddy cheated. Even the ones, they can't even separate the truth from the lie. And they are just lost in between this.
Right.
I've seen a case of a client that whenever he was unfaithful, and whenever any situation happens in the marriage, she just picked the children for a drive, and she just expressed all her anger, all her trauma, everything on the children. And who helps you? She is trying to relieve her own body, but then who helps the children to relieve their body? So some of these children also, we have because of the act of infidelity in the marriage, they feel guilty, and even some even blame themselves. Oh, maybe it's my fault that my dad is behaving this way. Maybe because, for example, if we have in a family, for example, that the man wants male children, and then only has female children. My dad is being unfaithful because he's looking for a male child. If I had been born as a female child, my dad would not be unfaithful. That's like an example, right? Anxiety and depression. Children go through this. You even see some children acting out in school, behavioral changes. You see them acting out in school, the academic performance is affected. You see them, they withdraw from associating with others, social withdrawal. And you are worried as a parent, what's wrong? This child used to do well in school. This child does not have an anger issue. This child relates with everyone. But what's all these changes in behavior? Because they can't express it, they act it. So these are the effects of infidelity. I was speaking with a school proprietress some time ago, and she was telling me about a case of a child. This is not directly infidelity, but was sort of like a domestic violence thing. That every time the children comes out from school, the parents, and they are little children still in elementary school, the parents are always quarreling every night when for the parent, they believe the children are sleeping and can't hear or see anything happening. But the children are in their bedroom and everything that is going on, how they are insulting each other, everything going on, and they can't sleep in the night. They come to school the next morning to sleep in class or look very down, emotionally lost. They don't even know what's going on in the classroom and all that. By the time this proprietress happens to also be a psychologist, after having a conversation with the children, she probed them, and also with her observation, she called the parents and explained that they need to seek for professional help for the children. And the comment of the father was, I go through traffic every day. I'm the one that has to work for money tonight. I'm the one going through all the stress and all that. All that little child has to do is to eat and go to school. So why is it the one emotionally traumatized? I should be the one emotionally traumatized. So imagine that.
So
all these things has a very, you know, in fact, aside the fact that it makes life very uncomfortable for them, talking about the short-term effects, when it comes to the long-term effect, they have a distrustful view of relationship. They have fear of commitment. They don't want to be in it because this is a trauma they have to live for the rest, for a very considerable number of times in their childhood. They don't have good memories about their parents. And when they become an adult, they just don't want to live that kind of life again. Yeah. So they rather just don't want to commit. They want to be on their own. You understand? So infidelity is no good to children. It impacts their life. It can change the structure of a child's life for the rest of their life.
Wow. It's so true. I mean, I'm not sure that men... It's so easy to, especially if opportunity comes up for a man to be unfaithful. I mean, it's not a difficult thing for a man to do, but to understand, in the previous episode, we talked about the impact on their wives, but then also understand the impact of our children. And you make the point that this could impact them for the rest of their lives. I mean, that, yes. Is that the legacy you really want to leave with your children? So that'll wrap up episode 7 on infidelity's impact on our children. In the next episode, I think episode 8, we're going to talk about counseling and recovery after infidelity.